righty, and we are off. What's up, Tom?
What's up, Jane? You know, we're still stuck in this damn quarantine, and I don't know about you, but I'm getting stir crazy. Like, yeah. I want to leave.
Wait, what kind of crazy are you getting?
Stir crazy?
Is that stir crazy?
I hear what, that phrase.
What's that mean?
It's like you get really anxious and you just want to like go do something. Uh-huh. Fortunately, it's stunning here in LA, but literally everything's closed.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, that's exactly the feeling I had last week when I went on vacation for a little bit.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. You went down to Palm Springs.
I did.
Beautiful area.
Uh-huh.
With some beautiful people and a beautiful house.
Uh-huh.
And I want to hear all about that.
So pretty much I was the mastermind behind the whole trip. Essentially, about 2 weeks ago was when I started going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of work right now outside during this quarantine, like editing videos and things like that at home. So I was getting really anxious and I was like, I want to do something. And I was like, why don't I quarantine in a nice Airbnb and then just invite people? Technically, all of that is like somewhat still legal, right? So yeah. I was like, where can we go where I can utilize the people I know from Arizona and from LA and find somewhere that's nice in between? I was like, Palm Springs, perfect.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We went to Palm Springs. We had, now I'm not proud to admit this, but we had a semi-decently small group. I wouldn't say small, actually. It was
that you tapped around that.
Yeah,
everyone knows you're lying.
Yeah, so it was 8 girls and 3 guys.
Oh,
that's a huge group.
So I appreciate the invite, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it because I was busy doing nothing. So
yeah, I got you, Tom. Whenever you're doing nothing, let me know.
You won't invite me then. But anyway, I want to hear. So you got this beautiful house down in Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've never been there.
It's
it like?
Great. So yeah. Think of mix. I guess you haven't really been to Scottsdale, so it's hard to say that. But like,
I have 10 years ago.
Okay, so it's like a great mix of like old vacationing, like snow bunnies,
mm-hmm.
plus like younger people that go out to Coachella. It's a great mix of that, and it's always sunny there. They have
it's
great.
Be hot, right?
Yeah, it was pretty hot. It was like, but it wasn't like that much hotter than LA. It was like. mid-90s, maybe slightly higher, but like
I was dying here.
Yeah, LA was like over 100, I think, one
was
of the
really?
Days. Yeah,
wow,
yeah, it was crazy.
I've been outside.
Yeah, so but it was great, man. What we did was we just drank a lot of White Claws, and
you and those goddamn White Claws
made some TikToks. You know, priorities.
Something new and different. You and those White Claws. How I can't stomach it.
Honestly,
I tried it once at your party, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stay open minded. We're gonna try it. No.
It is a slightly flavored vodka soda.
Ugh.
That's the best way to put it. It's like a vitamin water that is carbonated. That's
but
the best
with,
way to put it.
With 90% less flavor.
Well, yeah, the point of it is to be insanely subtle.
So
now,
like
this
you can't
is like
taste it, so.
This isn't even like any new technology, by the way. Like seltzer water vodkas have been around for probably decades. But White Claw, what they did is they marketed it correctly, mm-hmm. and now it's everyone talks about
one
it. All
YouTuber,
the frat kids. Yep, yeah. All the frat kids are talking about
shout
it.
Shout out Trevor Wallace for making that shit unreal.
Uh-huh.
No laws without the claws. He's
exactly
brilliant.
Trulies, same exact thing. They didn't get the hype though, so Trulies are like $4
better?
Cheaper. They're the exact same.
Tastes the exact same.
I think Trulies are actually slightly more flavored.
Oh.
Slightly
sponsor
more
us, Truly.
Flavored.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Shout out Truly.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so you invited 8 girls and 2 other dudes.
Uh-huh.
And you knew all these people from
just
around
different walks of life.
Yeah.
As you know, I know a good amount of people from college, after college when I was working in Arizona, and then now in LA now that I'm in entertainment, I work in nightlife again out here. So I know a good amount of people. I've just been everywhere, really. If we can talk a whole day about like the different things I've done in my life, but
we have, yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, well that's great. And I think that you really keeping open minded on who you invite is also very important. You know,
uh-huh.
and kind of what we're gonna talk about in this episode will be you are brand new to a city. You don't know anybody.
Uh-huh.
And how do you make friends right away?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'd say a lot of people have this exact question.
Oh, yeah, I get this all the time. And I, fortunately for me, I did very well. I moved to LA 2.5 years ago. I knew one person. Him and I, you know, we're friendly, but we kind of drifted away after a month or two. And I kind of just had to go out there alone and just start hitting it hard. And I got really lucky, and I was grateful for all these people from all walks of life that I currently, to this day, talk to all the time.
Mm-hmm. Little background on us. I moved out here about a year and a half ago to pursue stand-up comedy and acting in the entertainment field in Los Angeles. And Tom moved out here because he wanted a better social life, pretty much, right?
I mean, I wanted better everything. I wanted the business opportunities, the entrepreneurial mindset. I wanted dating.
You sound so cliche right now.
I know. I
sound
so millennial.
The entrepreneurial mindset.
But like, it's very interesting.
Let me guess, Tom. You have entrepreneur in your bio on Instagram?
I don't. I don't have investor. I don't have CEO. I don't have any of that. I'm cut differently than the most influencers here, as they all say. No, but I really wanted to put myself out there, and I was just a little too comfortable. I'm from Minnesota, and not a lot of people know where that is. It's a state in the U.S. It's in the middle up. And it's usually when you're flying from New York to L.A., it's underneath you. It's underneath your plane. You'll see it. When you look down through that flat field, that's it. Anyway, I was very comfortable there. I wanted to move to L.A. and just start over and really surround myself with like-minded people, better dating life, and I love it here.
Good, good. Okay, so as someone who I would say I'm more someone that moved here with a already somewhat pre-established social circle.
Right.
Social circle, by that I just mean just a group of friends to hang out with and people that I already knew, acquaintances. You came out here pretty much cold turkey. Yeah. So take me on your journey of like your first few months and like what you did to meet all those people.
Right. And my number one thing too was I didn't want to judge anybody. I know the city's a giant melting pot, and it was a big mindset shift because Midwest is a lot more comfortable. You're kind of just in your clique, and that's kind of it. Here, it's nothing like that. People are much more open-minded. And when I first moved here, my biggest thing is I just wanted to go out, and I didn't know anybody. I wanted to stay as open-minded. Again, I'm going to say open-minded.
So what do you mean by open-minded? How does someone meet people by being open-minded?
Right. I signed up for a lot of classes through meetup.com, but they weren't random classes. They were classes that I was already interested in. I played a lot of volleyball, a lot of golf growing up, I played all sorts of video games, and just every hobby that I had, I wanted to join a social group in. Because when you join that, this is all calculated, by the way, this isn't an accident. When you join that, you're going to surround yourself with like-minded people. So you already have an established commonality. So you're very strategic on how you go about this. So I did a lot of meetup.com. I signed up for, I Googled like volleyball leagues or beach volleyball leagues in Santa Monica. And there are thousands apparently. And so I met people through that. And I was just kind of like the free agent. And I did a lot of open gyms in volleyball. And I just went to golf outings. So I met people through that. And then of course there's nightlife. You know nightlife probably better than I do. How you meet people in nightlife to hang out with later?
I mean, nightlife is pretty easy to meet people. There's tables, mm-hmm. there's the bar, mm-hmm. there's obviously an exchange of drinks and numbers, and you connect with them the next day. We can get into all details about that. But I would say nightlife is a great way. Mm-hmm. One, because everyone that goes out with the objective of having fun, getting drunk, meeting new people. So everyone is in a social mood. Not only that, in a city like Los Angeles, a lot of people are new to the city or they're trying to network or they're all trying to get somewhere. It's very similar to New York. So people aren't really caved in their like small group of friends. They're more likely to socialize than say like a small tiny little pub in Minnesota, right? So Los Angeles is great for that. I'm actually surprised that you met people through meetup.com because, mm-hmm. to be honest, I don't think I would ever do that.
It's interesting because it's an ego thing, I think it was for me, where I was like, do I really need this? Like, I feel like I'm better than that. Or like, I'm going to meet, 40-plus-year-olds? I'm going to do what with them?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go out to a club with all these 40-year-olds, right? So it was kind of what you were, you had to see it. You have to go to at least one and just kind of see the crowd that shows up. If it's a younger crowd, stay, not dip. So I did a variety of different meetups. Is this a younger crowd? Can I do things outside of volleyball with these people?
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so it's not like you stayed if, like, it was just, like, Sally Joe Hell and her no. mom. Okay, got it.
I've looked at the meetup and, like, their pictures. This was last week, and I saw the demographic, how many. I want to, like, the drive from Hollywood to Santa Monica, got to make it worth it.
I wonder if meetup.com has gone completely bankrupt since this quarantine. Or, like, are they doing, like, Zoom meetups? Zoom. I'm sure they're doing something.
Everyone, let's log in.
That's crazy. We can
only talk one at a time on Zoom. So it's, you can't talk over people.
That'd be crazy.
But, yeah, I mean, my biggest mindset, this is the best advice I can give anyone ever when they want to move to a new city. And it's, you have to say yes to everything. Within reason, of course, within your safety. Don't just be saying yes to all drug dealers and all that. But I think that when you say yes to things that you aren't necessarily interested in, something might click. Mm-hmm. Like, someone might invite you to go, like, let's go learn how to surf. And you're like, I don't give a damn about surfing. You should go learn how to surf, because that person you may not vibe well with, but they might have a friend
or
that you vibe really well with.
The fact that you're only go surfing if you enjoy surfing. So now you're already doing something you enjoy. And if you happen to meet someone, that's an extra bonus.
Right.
Right.
But even I found, even if I don't particularly love it, I still am going to do it. Because, like, people would ask me to go on these weird, like, acting things and go see a play that I didn't really care about. But, or like an art show.
There's probably a lot of that out here in LA. Huh? Like, yeah. People trying to network, like actors trying to network or like film a scene together.
Of course. And you never know who you're going to meet, especially in a city like this. But interesting story on how Gene and I actually met. Was through a roommate that I had a mutual friend with back in Minnesota. So I would say yes to hang out with this mutual friend of Gene and I, and then I met Gene through that, and him and I developed a really good relationship, which led to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy when you reflect on it, like, well, that led to that, which led to that, which led to that. And I can't urge this enough. Even if you're in, like, a small town in Kansas, you have to say yes to everything. And it just doesn't matter what it is. Try it once. But you might meet someone through that you can develop a really good friendship with.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest advice.
Okay, so your advice would be say yes to everything, mm-hmm. try a bunch of things, mm-hmm. be open, mm-hmm. and meetup.com. What do you think about meeting people at work?
Work
now
is...
there's like the weird stigma about that
yeah.
since the whole Me Too movement.
The whole Me Too thing. And of course, you have to know what they enjoy. If they love partying and you guys talk about partying during the work and go out Friday, Saturday, invite them out. Say, me and some friends go out every Friday and Saturday to this bar. And don't invite just them. Invite you and Jenny and Sally should come as well. So it's not like a weird one-on-one thing. Or you're like, you know, I really want to check out this new movie down the street. Like, you, me, Jenny, and Sally should go. I'll go grab a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, like,
gotcha.
When you invite people out, make it a group thing. And we'll make a whole podcast on meeting people romantically. This episode is strictly platonic. Like, you just want to hang out with people so LA or New York or these cities just won't swallow you up. So, I know you always hear meetup.com, but the biggest thing that I always suggest too is sign up for classes that you already love. And then just try to meet people there. You have this established commonality that we already talked about earlier. Like, for me, I sign up for a lot of yoga classes. I love yoga. And I sign up for yoga classes all over the city. And I have met a lot of people through that because you already have something established. Like, if you want to go into acting, go sign up for acting classes, go up to a ton of people and be like, let's go practice our lines. You just need to justify it to hang out. And then you'll develop a more relationship over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to go grab a drink or go to a bar or go to the beach or something.
Okay, so let's get a little more into that. What do you think about meeting people at bars and clubs and things like that?
Oh, I love it. That's all I do. Uh-huh. And I just think it comes down to you need to establish that commonality early. Like, mm-hmm. if I find out you and I love working out, I'm going to invite you to go to the gym with me. Right. Like, you and I went to Equinox before this whole quarantine, and you and I got closer because of the Equinox thing. Mm-hmm. Or, like, hiking. Hiking's huge here in L.A. And you just, if they love hiking, invite them to go hiking. And even if you don't know them.
Which is why I think meeting people out is so great.
Yeah.
Is because chances are someone the between the ages of, say, like, 20 to 30, yeah, even like even 20 more. To 35, yeah. Chances are they don't have a family. They love going out. Yep. They love getting drunk. Yep. So you technically, by going out and meeting them, you're already both doing something that you guys both enjoy.
Exactly. That's so important. And I always try to find what they enjoy, and then I try to stay open-minded. We're like, hey, I love going to stand-up classes. I'm like, well, I haven't been to a single acting or stand-up class in my life, but $20, I could learn something. I could get over my fear of talking in front of others. I could be funnier. Like, it's perspective. And, like, what are the benefits of this? Now, the few things that I have said no to, I was a little sketched out by. And I'm sure it's different for a single, young, attractive woman, especially in LA.
Right.
Where you can't necessarily say yes to everything because most guys' intentions will be to sleep with you. So it's just, it is what it is. And I think you being cautious and in making some girlfriends, which, by the way, is really interesting, is most girls that I met in LA, they have met their girlfriends through Bumble.
Really?
Yeah. And it's because they don't know anybody.
Really? That is very interesting.
And they go on the Bumble BFF or the Tinder. I think there's another BFF thing. And they're just like, hey, you want to hang out? And I'm like, what? Like, you and me, Gene, we could never do that as a dude. Like, would you ever go on Bumble BFF and be like, hey, bro, looks like you like to work out. You want to go lift?
That's crazy to me. The fact that girls meet other girlfriends through Bumble Meetup or Bumble BFF, whatever it's called, that's crazy.
I remember a lot of my female friends that I made here, they met their friends through Bumble. Some have made it at the clubs and in the bathroom. You know, whatever happens in a girl's bathroom, we have no idea. For all we know, it's just a ton of you just hanging out and just taking pictures. But I remember a lot of the... In my earlier months when I moved here, that's exactly how all the girls would meet, was Bumble BFF. So, and sign up for class.
You know, it's interesting because Los Angeles is probably the one place where people are always actively trying to meet others.
Right.
If you go to other places, other parts of the world, people already are so close-minded. They already have their friend groups. They already have their little cliques. They have their, like, close five friends. Mm-hmm. It's not like that in L.A. I meet so many girlfriends in L.A. that are like, oh, I just moved out here, and I was friends with Sarah, but now Sarah and I don't really talk, and now Melissa and I live together. Like, you don't really find that anywhere else in the world.
It's so interesting you say that, too, because that's the exact reason why I moved out of Minnesota. Because, like, when people say I'm moving to Minnesota, I'm like, it's hard. It's way harder than LA and New York, because exactly what you just said they will only hang out with their school friends, their work friends.
Right.
Very, very rarely will they hang out with, at least from my experience.
Which is why we see the small city kids. We go on Facebook and we see they're like 21 years old with two kids married. And they're married and they're already posting pictures of their kids on Facebook.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And what's even more fascinating is, as I reflect on it and all the people I met and putting myself out there, is you grow so much. Like, when you look back and you meet, and actually when I go back to Minnesota and I meet some of my friends who never moved or I haven't talked to in years, they're the same. Like, they haven't grown. They haven't seen much. And that's why getting cultured. You always hear that buzzword of, like, go get cultured. It's so true. It's vague, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't recommend moving to a bigger city to just push yourself anymore before that exact reason.
Okay, so let's say big city or small city.
Okay.
So we have meetup.com.
Yep.
We have Bumble BFF.
For all our lady listeners. Yep.
We have...
Sign up for classes.
Yep.
Saying yes to everything.
saying yes to everything. Yeah. We also have going out to the bars. I mean, me personally, as a guy that likes going out mm-hmm. and socializing, I would say bars is probably the easiest, fastest way to make right. a group of good friends right. quickly.
Right. And I think, especially because you can kind of tell their vibe, their energy, right. what they really like. But LA is tough because there's a lot of snakes and there's a lot of people who have these hidden agendas. Like, ooh, you have clout? Let's be friends. And then right. I'm going to mooch off your clout. Right. And so you got to be careful. But in the smaller cities, you don't really see a lot of clout chasing and gold digging and much of that. But another interesting point that you brought up before we recorded was be strategic on where you move into your exact apartment. And that was a very big philosophy of mine too, is I want to move into a younger apartment. Mm. Granted, in LA, it's all expensive. And
listen, friends in, yeah, this is assuming like the budget thing isn't a big factor, but right. let's say you want to be hanging out in Hollywood, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, right? Mm-hmm. But you live in Orange County. You're kind of screwing yourself over yeah. because now you have a 45-minute to an hour drive each way, mm-hmm. right? And your friend groups are not going to give you that much time to just drive down, nor do you want to make that drive 4, 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. times a week.
And you're going to be, yeah, you're going to, exactly. You're going to go insane. And they're going to be like, hey, we'll come hang out with you. No, they're not going to. No one's going to drive an hour to go hang out for a little bit. Like,
no.
You have to, proximity of your logistics are extremely important. And I remember when I did my unbelievable amounts of research of like, what are like the party apartments? What are the apartments where it's all like Sunset and Vine or 1600 Vine in Hollywood were huge party apartments 5, 10 years ago. I know all the Logan Pauls and those guys used to live in, Amanda Cerny used to live in 1600 Vine.
Yeah.
Or Broadcast Center off Beverly by the Grove was a big one. There are specific buildings where if you do your research, like I remember there are 2 or 3 big party apartments in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Gene is like 100% right because it's likely if you're new, you could go down to that pool or that sauna or the fire pit and just like hang out. And it's extremely likely that they'll accept you.
Right.
And then you can build a relationship.
Not only that, these are people that you're going to run into every day, and it's not even voluntarily meeting up with them. You're literally walking into your elevator, and there they are.
You go and do laundry, and you see that dude that you haven't seen in a while. Like, yo, let's go hit the gym. Okay.
So in college, every time we would pick these party apartments, but every time we moved into a party apartment, we would do this on purpose. Mm-hmm. To go knock on every single door on our floor.
Yeah, wow.
Just to say, hey, what's up, guys? We're so-and-so. We live 2 doors down. We live 6 doors mm-hmm. down. Come by anytime. Come grab a beer with us.
Yeah. Let's say I am the biggest devil's advocate right now, and I say, you know, I live in Iowa. And there's not really a party apartment. What would you say to that?
I would say utilize social media. Okay. I would say utilize social media. I don't understand the whole Bumble BFF or even the meetup stuff, mm-hmm. but definitely Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I can't tell you the number of times I've met someone because of Instagram or because we had a friend of a friend on Instagram, mm-hmm. right? Like I've met so many people through Instagram. Instagram mm-hmm. is like,
do you just DM them and be like, yo, like, let's go out?
Well, obviously, it depends on the situation. Right. If it's a girl, then I will just DM them. However, doesn't mean they're going to respond. But also, it's not like I'm DMing people every day and like all day long. But like if I send maybe 4 or 5 DMs, I'm probably going to get 1 or 2 responses. And out of those, maybe I'll meet up with one of them.
Right. It just comes down to volume.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. It comes down to volume. As for like meeting just like friends, not romantic friends, but like actual friends, Instagram makes it even easier because right. now if I DM a dude and he can see all my pictures, he can see that I'm a cool dude. Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude. I already know like the types of people he knows. Mm-hmm. I know like his essentially vibe. His vibe
yeah.
on like based off of his pictures. If all of his pictures are like him playing World of Warcraft, then nothing against World of Warcraft, but I won't be hitting him up, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's a personal friend.
I have a personal friend that loves
Shout out.
But yeah, nothing against World of Warcraft, but like, chances are I won't be hitting them up, right?
Sorry.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
But yeah, if this guy, it looks like on the weekends he likes going out to drink and he goes to the beach and seems like a chill guy with good vibes, I mean, that's what I would do, you know?
Right. And it's actually, I had this epiphany too, is even if I had that 9-to-5 boring cube job where I found it's a little more difficult to, you know, if you're in mid-20s and you enjoy going out, you should probably apply or try to work at a bar. Because it's extremely likely, like, Gene helped me get a job at a bar recently, and because of that, I made a ton of friends. And I see him out all the time.
Work is, I think, a great way to make friends.
But be somewhat strategic about it, because when I applied for that job that you helped me get, I knew that I'll make people that I can go out with. Whereas, you know, I have a degree in physics and math, not really the type of people I'm going to go out with, right?
Right.
And so I tried to balance that. Like, even if you don't have any like hospitality experience, you should definitely apply for a bar that has a young, fun crowd. And it's extremely likely in LA, Minnesota, Arizona, that the people that work out a bar probably go out a lot.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
probably drink more than you.
and in Los Angeles, almost always they're like in the entertainment industry. So if that's what you're into, or those are the types of people you would like hanging out with, it's a great way to network.
You should absolutely apply to be a busser, as humbling as that is, a host, whatever it takes for you to just get FaceTime with all of them and just start hanging out with them. Then it's going to happen. They're going to be like, hey, bro, we're all going to go grab a drink next door. Come with.
Right. Done. Right. And it happens all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some other good ways to meet some people?
You know, if we kind of went over, you are brand new. You are completely brand new. You know, nobody. You moved to LA or New York or any other city. We gave you some really good points. And we think the next piece will be driving through a network. And this is kind of what I said earlier. This is exactly how Gene and I met. Where if they already have an established network and they like you and bring you on board, you're going to meet all of his network. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find that you might vibe really well with one or two of them. And you're just going to initiate and ask them. Which, by the way, that's our common thread of this entire episode, is you need to ask. Most people don't ask. And most people are like, well, if they want to hang out, they'll ask me. If you want it, you got to go get it. And
agreed.
I think that's what happened with you and I. I think I asked you first.
Something like
it
that,
was,
yeah.
It was really... like
I was pretty
persistent.
Either that or...
it just happened.
You came over to the house.
A lot, yeah.
For our party.
Right.
That might have been like the first real interaction we had.
But I think I asked to work out with you or golf with you quick.
Oh, once... So after you had already came to our parties and all that.
Yeah. So my biggest thing too is you need to initiate and you need to ask. Let go of the ego. They might say no. They might say yeah, or like the LA lunch. Isn't that like a phrase here? Like, let's do lunch.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that just is like a fuck off.
You know, this isn't something I'm necessarily proud of. This is something you're a lot better at than I am. Tom is a lot better at being assertive and setting up that first initial meetup. I personally, this isn't, again, something I'm proud of, I'm not the guy to set up that first meetup and be like, hey, Tom, let's go grab lunch. Hey, let's do this. Unless it's like, for a guy like me, it might be better for me to meet people through work.
Right.
It might be better for me to meet people in my apartment.
Right.
For a guy like you, you have the assertiveness. You have the I'm going to go get it mentality when it comes to this stuff.
Right.
So maybe for you, it's completely different for me.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, it's hard to just be like, all right, I'm going to be like that. Like, it's hard to just, like, wake up and be like, all right, I'm just going to do it. Just start small. Like, just say, like, you know, when you move to a city, just ask that person, hey, what's a good spot to go work out? If you already know you two enjoy working out, just ask, where do you work out? And he might just say, oh, I work out at Equinox. You should come and I'll get you in. Or I'll get you a one-day pass.
Right.
They might just invite you.
Uh-huh.
But you have to ask. Nobody I have met since I moved here asks as much as I do. Because persistence will just win. And most people kind of wait for that to happen. It doesn't exist. Especially in a city like LA where it's a big revolving door and people just kind of, they kind of just let it pass and then they eventually just move away. And I think we're going to wrap this up right now. I think initiation and saying yes to everything will give you the most success if you know zero. And I think we gave really good advice on meetup.com, sign up for classes or leagues or sports things. We said really pursuing nightlife and just going out, letting that ego go. And then apartment building, right? I think we said apartment building. And then just networking through the friends that you've already made.
Exactly. So once you have a somewhat decent size of a social network that you've already made, now use those friends to meet more friends, right? So, and then that, from there, it'll exponentially just build itself out.
Right. I couldn't agree anymore. I think we gave you guys plenty. By the way, this is all gender neutral. Men, women, this just goes all across the board. There may be a couple of caveats in saying yes to everything for women, or maybe signing up for classes, or really initiating. For a woman to be very persistent with to hang out with a man might be a little socially different. You may be conditioned to think that's wrong. Again, I'm not a woman, so I wouldn't really know.
Right.
Anyway, if you have any questions, let us know. I'm really interested to see. I also want to hear success stories. I want to hear if you tried one or two of our things, send it to Gene and I. We'd love to hear it. We'll probably shout it out on the next episode. We can't wait to see what you guys have used with us.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
See you later.